Amazon, Google, and Meta pledge support for tripling nuclear power capacity by 2050. By Lucas Nolan on March 14, 2025. Amazon, Google, and Mark Zuckerberg's Meta have joined a growing list of energy-intensive companies calling for governments and utilities to triple nuclear power capacity by 2050, signaling a significant boost for the nuclear industry's revival. The Financial Times reports that tech giants Amazon, Google, and Meta have stepped forward to support the goal of tripling nuclear power capacity by 2050. The companies, along with oil group Occidental and chemical producer Dow, signed a pledge coordinated by the World Nuclear Association, WNA, an advocacy group for the sector. This move follows a similar pledge made in September by 14 of the world's largest financial institutions, including Goldman Sachs, Bank of America, Barclays, and Morgan Stanley, to increase their support for the nuclear industry. The backing from these major energy consumers comes at a critical time for the nuclear sector, which has seen a resurgence in interest as countries seek to reduce their carbon footprints and meet growing energy demands. Since the COP28 UN climate conference in November 2023, 8 new nuclear reactors have been connected to grids worldwide, and construction has begun on 12 more, according to the WNA. Amazon, which has invested over $1 billion in the nuclear industry in the past year, stated that accelerating the development of new power stations would be critical for U.S. security, meeting increasing energy demands, and combating climate change. Meta's head of energy, Urbi Parekh, emphasized the need for significant coordination between developers, utilities, governments, and power consumers to tackle the challenge of building expensive nuclear plants. Breitbart News previously reported that Mark Zuckerberg is joining the rush to embrace nuclear power, the only energy source capable of feeding insatiable AI data centers. The pledge aims to encourage governments to streamline regulations for nuclear power expansion and signal to utilities that there will be buyers for their electricity. This sentiment was echoed by Japan's Vice Minister for International Affairs at the Economy, Trade, and Industry Ministry, Takehiko Matsuo, who stated that Japan is not only regenerating existing plants but also building new generation nuclear facilities, driven mainly by increased electricity demand. Despite the growing support, the nuclear industry still faces challenges, particularly in the development of next-generation technologies such as small modular reactors, SMRs. While technology groups have signed numerous non-binding memorandums of understanding with SMR developers, only a few have committed funding to projects. Some industry leaders, such as energy CEO Lawrence Coben, question the commercial viability of these projects, noting that companies with large cloud computing and data businesses are not counting on nuclear power. However, the nuclear industry remains optimistic about its future, buoyed by rising electricity demand in advanced economies and projections from the International Energy Agency that demand will grow by 3% annually for the next decade. As countries like Japan and Italy revisit their nuclear policies, the industry is poised for significant growth in the coming years. Read more at the Financial Times here. Lucas Nolan is a reporter for Breitbart News covering issues of free speech and online censorship.